This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Jeremiah chapter 48, the great physician's surprising antidote for spiritual arrogance and pride. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
How do you react to an arrogant person? Most people I know find them obnoxious. Not long ago, I was standing in line at the airport. The service was not as fast as the two men in front of me would like to have it, so they made their displeasure known to everyone within earshot. They felt they were important people, and they were not used to this kind of shoddy treatment. As I stood there in line watching these arrogant men, I was reminded of some people mentioned in today's passage. During Jeremiah's day, the Moabites were a proud and arrogant people. The people of Moab looked down from their location on a high plateau and thought themselves secure. Who would dare attack them? Who could be successful if they tried? Their answer was, no one. They considered themselves the absolute masters of their own fate. They were rich and powerful and able to fend for themselves. I guess we all know people like that who consider themselves superior to others and demand that they may be treated differently than anyone else. The Bible clearly teaches that God hates pride because it keeps people from coming to Him. Pride produces a false sense of security that tells a person he's doing just fine without God. But in today's passage, we find the Lord's surprising reaction to the proud people of Moab. In Jeremiah 48, verse 31, the Lord says, "For all Moab I cry and mourn. I wail and moan for this people." In spite of Moab's arrogance and insolence, God looked at her with tender compassion. God hates pride, but He loves the people who are being destroyed by it. A noted doctor has listed several emotions which produce disease in human beings. Heading the list is fear, followed by frustration, rage, resentment, hatred, jealousy, envy, self-centeredness, and ambition. This doctor says that the one and only antidote that can save men from these things is love. Christian, you and I are not immune to the spiritual disease of pride with its devastating results. When arrogance threatens to poison our lives, it is the tender mercy and compassion of God that brings us to Him. Let us not show contempt for His kindness, tolerance, and patience. It is God's kindness that leads us to repentance and to fellowship with Him. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us on this Daily Discipleship broadcast. By following the Navigator's Daily Walk devotional guide, you can read and study the Bible passage on which Leroy Imes comments each day. For your free subscription, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, some warning signs we must not ignore. Read Jeremiah chapters 50 through 52 and join us on Daily Discipleship.